This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
For years and years here on CCO, we've been doing the regional college football scoreboard on Saturdays in the fall. We cover the MIAC, the WIAC, the Northern Sun, the UMAC, the Missouri Valley. Plus, we do Big Ten and Top 25. Jonathan Lowe and I have been working together on that show for a long, long time. And we get a kick out of the game reports, and we keep an eye on the standings. And in the WIAC this year, it was UW-River Falls. Week in, week out, a tremendous season. They win the conference title. They, as a result, get the automatic bid to the NCAA Division III tournament. And since getting in, they have run the table. As a result, they play in the Stag Bowl against North Central of Illinois and Canton, Ohio, this Sunday, and we're pleased to be joined by the head coach of the River Falls Falcons, Matt Walker. Matt, thanks so much for the time, and congrats on a great year.
Well, thank you. It's great to be on. I appreciate it. It's been an incredible journey, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. When did you feel like this team could do something this year?
You know, if anyone's followed us, you know, we were rebuilding this thing before COVID, and nobody was more frustrated than me with how long it was taking. But, you know, we came out of that COVID year in 21 and won 9 games, and you could feel it was starting to happen a little bit, and we were pretty good going into the COVID year and didn't get to play. And then we came out and won those 9 games. You felt like something was rocking and rolling. But, you know, the league's so hard to win that we just we couldn't get our butts in the playoffs, and you know, thought we had a chance to make some of these runs that we're making right now, but we couldn't get in. You know, you get beat by Whitewater or Lacrosse or one of these ever so often, couldn't get in. So, but you could feel it building since COVID. We knew we had something unique when you know, the quarterback, you know, Caleb Blaha's a Fridley kid there in Minnesota, when he's the best player in the country, and it's not I don't think anybody's debating it anymore, but when he got the medical redshirt to come back another year this year with this good team we knew was coming back, we knew we could have something pretty special going on.
Yeah, and you brought up this league, and like I say, we follow the WIAC and the MIAC very closely each and every Saturday. I've been doing it for a long, long time, and I don't think there's a deeper league in the country than the WIAC. I mean, you brought it up. You've got Oshkosh, you've got Platteville, you've got Whitewater. Lacrosse has come back. I mean, those are a lot of really good teams, and you've got to beat those teams to be able to get to the postseason.
Yeah, I don't think there's arguing going on anymore with the best league in the country. It's just, I've been around other leagues. I've been around different levels. There's nothing like this. It's the greatest thing and the hardest thing about being in this league. There were six of us in the top 25 the majority of the year. That's unheard of. Unheard of.
Yeah. And a great group. You talked about your quarterback, but you don't win in that league, and you don't win week in and week out in the playoffs. It is a hard road to get to the Stag Bowl. You gotta win a lot of football games, and you took care of St. John's in round number two. You beat Wheaton, you beat Johns Hopkins in a phenomenal game that I had on in the studio the whole day, and we'll get into that in more detail. But getting to the title game, getting to the Stag Bowl is really hard.
Well, there's no doubt that the league preps you for this playoff run. I just saw it on Twitter today, and I didn't even know it. And here I am, the damn head coach, and I didn't even know this. But we've played 9 playoff teams in this season with our regular season and the playoffs combined. That's a whole season of playoff teams that you're playing. So you're prep. You know, I think it ended up right. I think this is the best two teams in the country. They're the reigning champs. They're six. That's 6 Stag Bowls in a row for North Central. So you get everything you wanted. You wanted to play the best, and we're surely prepared with what the schedule's throwing at us to be ready for the game this coming weekend.
I want to go back to the game against Johns Hopkins in River Falls. It was a really cold day. Field conditions weren't particularly great. You guys go up and down the field. Number one, the fans that turned out for that, it was phenomenal. You got to be thrilled about that as much as anything, the support.
Unbelievable. River Falls, if you've never been to River Falls, it's a unique place now. This is a throwback college town. It's a Hallmark movie Main Street where everything happens off Main Street. Our campus is this extension of the Main Street. So much support for our college in that town. And yeah, you said it. I mean, that's a game where if I'm not the coach or don't have a kid playing, I'm not sure I'm putting on my Carhartts to head out to that one. But it's packed, and the crowd is making a difference. And what an incredible atmosphere. The town all the time feels like it right now. I've joked I can't go to a Quick Trip to grab a cup of coffee without high fives and hugs and good luck. It's really amazing what's happening in town right now.
Yeah, everybody on board. That was such a cool scene. On that final possession and what turned out to be the game winner, you already brought up Caleb Blaha from Frisbee. What a throw, what a catch by Blake Rohr, 79 yards to the house. I jumped out of my chair, and my tie to River Falls is one of the kids in the neighborhood. She was quite a hockey player and had a great career over at River Falls. So there is a tie in the neighborhood to UW River Falls. She was a hockey player. But I'll tell you what, I was thrilled for the kids and thrilled for the program. That was spectacular.
Yeah, Blake Rohr's a Woodbury kid. You know, we were getting, and I don't care, I don't know if you want to know tons of details, but the game was, they played us in a ton of man coverage, which teams have done because they can add hats to the box, because Caleb's such a great runner at quarterback that teams have to pick and choose. So we didn't get much zone coverage all day, and all of a sudden we come out to try to drive it to score, and here we are, and they put a safety over the top of Blake for one of the first times of the day, and I don't even know if Caleb saw him, and here we are ripping this whole shot in a ball that the safety could have got, and Blake Rohr makes the most incredible catch I've ever seen in person, and just, you know, all of a sudden there we go from when he released the football. I can't use the exact word on the radio what I said in my mind, but I'm like, oh my bleepity bleep, that's picked off, and all of a sudden Blake jumps in front. We go to the Stag Bowl, you know, 30 seconds later. So incredible, amazing.
Yeah, what an incredible run. And I know we already talked about the fans, but the coaching staff, and then beyond that, you know, the kids. We've talked about a couple of them, and I suppose you'd like to mention them all because they all have a hand in this.
you know, I've said a number of times that the current team and players should get the most credit, and I always give it to them. But it's funny, we got a unique culture here, and again, we mentioned it, like, since COVID, really feel like we could have made some of these playoff runs but couldn't get in. Even before COVID in this rebuild process, we had all these players that were working so hard and busting their butts, like the guys now, but weren't seeing results on the scoreboard. We just weren't good enough yet. And it feels like we're playing for all those guys. There's such a tight bond between our groups that go all the way back. And it really is special to feel their support and feel like you're playing and coaching for them. Our current team's into the history. We teach it to them. They understand they're a part of bigger, you know, something bigger than them. And it just kind of this huge extended Falcon football family. It feels like we're playing for everybody right now.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And we're pleased to be joined by UW River Falls head football coach Matt Walker. They get North Central of Illinois in the Stag Bowl in Canton, Ohio on Sunday. And a lot of good football players here in the cities, a lot of good football players in Wisconsin. You've reached out beyond that, but for the most part, it's Minnesota and Wisconsin kids that are making up this team.
Yeah, we're really 45-45-10, I say. I say Packer and Viking days around here are interesting. I grew up in Indianapolis, so I don't really give a damn, but it's fun to sit back and watch it. And then beyond that, you said we got this unique pocket in Arizona that's been special to us and unique for us, but it's brought a lot of talent. And such a fun group of guys. We got, you know, farm kids from the middle of nowhere, Wisconsin, and inner city, you know, minority kids from Minneapolis. It's such a cool mix of guys that create this family and culture that we have, for sure.
Now, what's the schedule this week? When do you head out? When do you go to Ohio?
We leave tomorrow.
Okay.
So get a couple practices in the stadium there. You know, it's been a unique week coming off of Christmas. You know, and there's no real blueprint to how to handle this. This is only the second time the game's been after the New Year. So you kind of on your own trying to figure out your path and how to, you know, it was a big balancing act of, you know, using the time to rest and making sure we had some holiday downtime, but getting our work in. So it's been kind of a balancing act. But we head out tomorrow. We're going to practice in the morning and then take off and get to Ohio and practice there a couple times. Such a cool venue to play at, the Hall of Fame Stadium. They grant each team a couple hours and a banquet dinner in the Hall of Fame, just the run of the place yourselves.
Wow.
It's going to be an amazing opportunity for these kids. I got kids that have never flown before that are going to get on that airplane. This is we're a pretty unique blue collar group. So yeah, we got kids that have never been on an airplane heading to play in the national championship.
Yeah, and a phenomenal opportunity to get out there and take it all in. And I know small college football fans in this part of the world, they're all pulling for you, whether it's MIAC, WIAC, you know, I think everybody's 100% behind the Falcons come Sunday.
It's been incredible, the outreach from, you know, whether it's other coaches from other teams or even I've been flooded with emails from fans of other teams, just, you know, all positive stuff and pulling for us. And really feels, you know, even like I said, beyond playing for our current team, playing for our our alumni, but almost like you said, playing for this entire, you know, area, Wisconsin, Minnesota area, kind of feels that way. Pretty special. I followed small college football my whole life and growing up in the Midwest, and sure feels special to get to represent this area.
Well, it is a great story, and we certainly followed you all year long and wish you well on your trip to Canton, and good luck in that game. And I've got to ask you about North Central Illinois. I mean, they're the real deal, a really good football team.
Incredible. You know, I say you can't create your own narratives anymore about football or sports in general to your teams, because the kids have all the information at their fingertips with social media and stuff. See, I don't ever make up stories anymore, but you didn't have to with this one. These guys know the history of it. They know how special this team is. I've said a lot, and people have asked me about this group. It reminds me, again, I followed it for a long time. It reminds me of those Whitewater groups and Mount Union groups that kind of had those big runs. And I say, in the most respectful way, they've just been boringly better at every position than most people. You know, there's nothing flashy about them. I think one of the cool, unique things, if you're watching this game as a fan, is going to be it's the clash of two totally unique systems and philosophies. They're going to do everything they can. And I'm not saying anything that's not a secret. They would tell you the same thing. I know they would. They're going to try to shorten the game and run the football and control the clock and limit possessions for us and keep this offense off the field. And, you know, we're going to get it and try to score it as fast as we can do it. We play, you know, if you watch us play offense, we're the fastest team in the world that plays American football. So it's this clash of two brands going at it. It'd be fun to take in if you were a fan, for sure.
Well, safe travels, man, to you and the team, and best of luck in the Stag Bowl.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. Thanks for all the support.
All right, there he is, Matt Walker, head football coach, UW River Falls, WIAC champs, headed for the Stag Bowl, the D3 championship game on Sunday against a mighty North Central of Illinois. They are the new perennial power in D3 football, and the Falcons have had a great season and won a great league.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.